friends. On the way, he spoke in a loud portion, and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the dancers who come to his or her house. The tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the dancers will voluntarily give the host some money.
Meat and Livestock Business Program has helped cattle farmers to boost their profits by improving the efficiency of livestock management. One farmer from South Sulawesi stated that through MBG, feed quality, animal health services, and marketing access have significantly improved. The government hopes this program can continue to support national beef self-sufficiency and farmers' welfare. The head of the Nusantara Capital Authority, Bambang Susantono, confirmed that the continuation of Indonesia's new capital city development has been secured. He emphasized that investor interest remains strong and that government support ensures the project's long-term sustainability. Bambang also stated that the development will continue according to the established timeline and vision. And that was the news. Good afternoon, Voi listener. You're here with me, Ray, and I'm not alone right now. I'm accompanied by
Unica. Hey, everyone.
How are you, Unica?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. Have you eaten lunch yet?
Not really, but I've eaten some.
Son 1 with X, so please enjoy.
Yeah.
Single Hamlet, Single Latin Village, Single Juru Saptichik. The Song Song is a special menu and well refined. It's made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadong yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadong tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Because giving sour taste, wadong leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking the Song Song. Besides wadong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic.
Indeed, there are many beautiful places here in Indonesia.
Yeah, would you like to name several beautiful and amazing places that you know, or maybe some of your favorites?
One of my favorite places is, I don't know the name, but I'm going to spell out some names that most of you probably know. There's, of course, Bali.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Bali is one of the places in Indonesia that has many attractions to it. And, of course, Raja Ampat.
Raja Ampat, that's true.
And what do you think about it, Yannicka?
Raja Ampat, personally, I've never been there.
You've never been there?
Never been there because it's so far away from here.
Of course.
But I've seen the content all over the internet, and I would say, just from the screen itself, it's already beautiful.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'd love to go there if I can.
Yeah, of course. We would love to go there. Everywhere, like Bali, Raja Ampat. But have you ever heard about Bali? Some people said that it's overrated. What would you say about it?
Bali is, basically, it's overrated. Yes, you can say that. But there's like a gist to it that makes you always want to go there.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but have you ever been to the village where everything is super clean there?
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that before.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been there and seen it with my own eyes. It's really clean. Even though it's called a village, It doesn't feel like a village because it's really clean there.
That's good. Because, yeah, I mean, it's overrated, but it doesn't make Bali less beautiful.
Indeed, yeah. That is true. But not just Bali. I mentioned also about Raja Ampat. But there's also some facts about Raja Ampat that maybe you, listener, would like to know. Maybe you can tell it.
Okay, it's, of course, it's far away from the city skyscrapers, from dense and hectic concrete jungle, traffic congestion, flickering electric billboards, and those annoying noises, and yeah, just far away from the modern cities. The fishing paradise of Raja Ampat Island awaits. It's located on the far eastern side of Indonesia, which is the coast of Papua, with spectacular wonders above and beyond its waters,
yes.
and almost, also they have thick jungle, so Raja Ampat has the waters, and also the jungle.
And also, for listener, literally in its meaning, Raja Ampat means four kings, even though we don't have like seven kingdoms, just like in the Chinese culture.
Okay.
We have the four kings here, that covers around 9.8 million acres of land and sea, comprising over 1,500 small islands, cays, and shoals surrounding the four main islands of Waigeo, Matanta, Salawati, and Misuro. Home to over 540 types of corals, more than 1,000 types of coral fish, and around 700 types of mollusks. The overwhelming underwater wonders of Raja Ampat will render any divers and snorkeler stunned with amazement.
Well, even that, the fun fact that you just told me made me want to go there. So, for you guys, or maybe the foreigners who's going to be listening to this broadcast, make sure if you're going to Indonesia, make sure to give Raja Ampat a visit.
Of course, and if you visit Raja Ampat, you will sometimes feel a wind that makes you feel rindu.
Nostalgia.
Because it's super clean, like the hustling and bustling of the city. Just like this music corner that we are going to play for you from Andi Riani, Anim Rindu.
Listener, on today's Music Corner, we bring you a wonderful selection of beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Andi Rian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Andi Rian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Rasa gelisah
should thumbs up if you love it, specifically in Bhutan, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasumi is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasumi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make kasumi, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. The dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasumi is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasumis. Like a squid fish, fried fish, and solid fish. Kasumi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasumi is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Want to stay updated with the accurate and reliable news from VOR and Adelaide Station across Indonesia? Adelaide.co.id is the answer. Adelaide.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republic Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at Adelaide.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
What do you think about the movie of Laskar Pelangi?
I think it was a beautiful movie. I remember I was watching it when I was a little kid, and it kind of motivates me into doing something. I don't know why, at that moment, but I believe every time I watch Laskar Pelangi, I would be singing, I would be like, I would tell all my friends to do something together. It's just like overall a very cute movie, and a very heartwarming movie. What do you think about Laskar Pelangi?
Well, actually, Van Listener, about Laskar Pelangi, it is the first Indonesian movie I watched as a kid, and it really makes me love Indonesian movies as a whole. Because the storytelling in Laskar Pelangi and how the struggles of the kids during that movie is really touching to the heart, actually.
Yes.
And Unica said something about it as well. It has a same fact about the movie Jumbo.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? You keep talking about Jumbo
movies.
That's
Indonesian movies.
Okay.
It has been a great and pretty much improved your life.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I mentioned Jumbo in several of broadcasts that I've been with last week, literally yesterday.
Oh,
I also mentioned Jumbo. Yeah, I am obsessed with Jumbo currently.
Obsessed with Jumbo? Why are you obsessed with Jumbo?
Because I think that movie is, first of all, it is one of the greatest animated movies from Indonesia. They worked on it for 5 years with more than 200 people.
Yeah.
So it came from hard work. And also, I think that movie captures pictures a really deep meaning through a children's perspective. Yes, they're simple words. It gets to you. It cuts your heart because it's so simple. It's so deep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it why? Because there's a lot of watchers and the movie cried?
Yeah, that's true. I cried. You cried? I cried a lot.
Okay. Is it the nostalgia or the something?
I would say it's part of this very Gen Z conversation. I think that movie also healed our inner child a bit. It teaches you how to listen to others. And yeah, basically just how would you see the world through a kid's perspective? Because we're adults now. We forgot about it. And this just kind of brings out that inner child.
So like, we have our own nostalgia watching that movie. I haven't watched that movie, but I'm sure to watch it.
Yeah, and anyway, the correlation between Jumbo and also Rescue Boy is actually one of the characters of Jumbo. His name is Norman. Is actually a tribute that the director and producer made for one of the cast on Rescue Boy.
Okay, so for listener, there was a fun fact about the Indonesian cinema or movies that is actually growing pretty rapidly good.
Yeah, really proud of it.
Really proud of it. Not just Jumbo. There are many movies from Indonesia that went global. And not just that. Not just animation, but some also action films like The Raid. Or maybe there's an old animation from Indonesia, as you know. It's called The Battle of Surabaya. You know it?
Oh, I've never heard of that.
You never heard of that? Okay, so make sure to watch it if you want. And of course, for listener, we'll be right back after this best cut on why is the Tanbe Cyber Division creates this defense system. This member of Cybertrans from non-state sponsors, extra-terrorist organization, and cyber criminals poses a significant risk to international security. And the animals also need to protect critical press structures such as the power grid, power system, and transportation network from cyber attacks. The cyber attacks to support media operation. We really need it for data gathering. The cyber attackers can gather intelligence and on potential adversaries, supporting the PII media operations. The PII also can conduct cyber-enabled operations to disrupt any command and control, communication, and logistics. And the truth is another thing that we need to enhance cyber defense. Okay, what cyber defense? That is the two core that need to be focused on for the cyber defense capabilities. The cyber attack defense division can help enhance the PII family defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and system from Cybertrans. How about cyber security? Okay, we need to provide cybersecurity expertise to support the development of Indonesian nature on cybersecurity strategy. And the reason that we need to support law enforcement and cybercrime investigation and also cybersecurity cooperation, as well as international cooperation, such as the Global Cybersecurity Board and Regional Security Initiative. And we hope that by expanding the cyber attack division something, we can enhance Indonesian national security to support military operation, either this military operation for war, or military operation other than war. And continue to
yeah.
fish or mackerel to a fish. However, if the fish is after, it knows that it is not riddled when smoked.
Himself.